Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to the Kosafa Show with Mark Gleason and Nick Say.
Welcome to our latest episode of the Kosafa Show, where we have an exclusive interview with Namibia's national team coach Colin Benjamin about the past, the present, and the future.
We will also hear from Banyana coach Des Ellis after her side advanced to the next round of qualifying for the Olympic Games in Paris next year, and from coach Leah Masango, who has been in Morocco on a CAF instructors course with several colleagues from the Kosafa region.
But first, Namibia will travel to the Africa Cup of Nations in Ivory Coast early next year, and with the World Cup qualifiers starting this month, these are exciting times for the Brave Warriors, according to their coach Benjamin. I wanted to ask you, first of all, you know, when I saw you taken over the job, it was already, you'd already drawn at home with Burundi. You had Kenya out of the picture. You've got two games to come against Cameroon, plus you must play Burundi away. I'm thinking, and then I saw you signed a five-year deal. I'm thinking, okay, Colin is just using this Nations Cup maybe to look, and then it will be, you know, these qualifiers to look, and then you'll obviously now start building your team for World Cup, etc. Was that what you were thinking? Did you believe you had still a chance to maybe go to Ivory Coast?
In all honesty, I looked at the group, and obviously you also look at your team, you know, because rightfully that your team, the core of the team was also at the 2019, and they all basically around the age 30, you know. So I looked at our team, and I thought that the core is still around. And then Kenya pulled out. And I was like, no, if only two teams going to go through, we definitely have the chance. I looked at that group and with a lot of respect, obviously, but still thinking that, hey, listen, we can actually create something here, something really unique. Wow. In the sense that, everybody's expecting, just like you said, also expecting that, we're going to see, and probably another 4 years we might make it, because the cycle says that, you know. But I honestly looked at the group and I saw that, you know, the core of our group, of our players are still around, probably for the last time then. Hey, we have to give it a shot. I honestly looked at that, that we have a chance when I saw that group.
And then, when you look like that, what do you see in them? Is it the fighting spirit? Is it the talent? What sort of gives you the hope?
It's less talent, more work, and just the hunger. They all want to get out of it. And like you also said, that most of them are our better players. They look for chances in South Africa. So it's basically that hunger, wanting to succeed, knowing that the clubs in South Africa or anywhere else can't really see them at home. The only platform is the national team.
Okay. And if you were to sort of, when you stepped into the job now, did you also maybe look to change things in terms of playing style and philosophy? Or did you just say, okay, listen, I've got to work with what I've got here? It might, as you say, it might not be full of talent, but let me just, what was your approach, can I ask you?
My approach is basically, obviously a little bit, you look at what you have and also your personality. You know, like I'm still of the opinion that, I was not the best player, but I could make it. I could go to Germany and play around there just because of basically hunger and saying that work, work, work. I believe that, you have to work. And I just thought that you look at them and you just, what I basically changed or not change, what I looked at is was basically just, you know, you have to have that team centered, or you have to change their mentality in a sense of you have to create ambition in them. They have to know that they're looking, they should work towards something, and only through work you can achieve those goals. So what I said is, like, firstly, we have to be more fit. If we're more fit, you are aggressive. If you're aggressive, you make things difficult for your opponent. Mm. So it was basically just principles, basically. And those are kind of like my life principles that I'm just trying to instill in them.
And going to that game in Yaounde or wherever in Cameroon in March, I mean, getting that draw, was that a pivotal moment? Was that a big turning point?
That was huge. That was huge. And I think, you know, as much as I thought, you know, that we're going to get a point somewhere else, I think after that game, also the players started believing. Because, you know, Yaounde or West Africa in a whole is never easy. I mean, they haven't lost in a while there, and the press conferences were just basically on how much the loss we're gonna be okay. Is it a 3-0, 4-0, 4-1, 6-1? You know, what are you guys gonna be content with? So it was never given a chance in that game. So when we took that draw afterwards, you know, I was like, wow, okay, we have it now. And for the players, was like, aha. This is possible,
right?
And I think that's where basically everything came in, the belief, and then they started working, you know, and they saw their chance. And I think coming then to Joburg, you know, yeah, we did everything possible. We played at we tried to play at midday just to unsettle them, and also just having it as difficult as possible for them on the field because of the belief that yes, we can actually overcome them.
And where would you rate that win over Cameroon in terms of Namibia football? I mean, you had that great side that went in 98, they won COSAFA, etc., and they got to the final. But I mean, beating Cameroon, people don't do that every day.
Yeah, and you know, that's obviously huge, and I think that was the ticket that obviously gave us, or that was our ticket to the Nations Cup, and rightfully deserved as well. For us, we ranked, I think, between 20 and 25, or let's say 24 till 27 in Africa out of 52 countries. Mm. So we are mid-table team. So for us to beat basically these world beaters, I mean, they just beat Brazil out there. It's basically showing potential. It's huge. It's showing potential, but it's also a sign, a signal within every football player within the country to say, listen, we can get there, but to stay there, that's the important one. And that's where the work comes in. And that's where the inspiration for everybody around, or the young footballers, that should come from and say, listen, we can do it. We can get there, but to stay there, we have to put in the work. In relation to the question and say, over the years, yes, we could always draw. We could upset somebody every now and then, but it was basically our peers. But taking somebody out of the top 10, I think that is huge, and that should actually just created basically dreams and belief within the players that it's possible.
And obviously you want to transfer that now to the finals. I mean, you don't want to go there as whipping boys.
No, definitely not. You know, I think as a person, as myself as a person, we always want to be better than you were yesterday. And that's what you have to work towards. If you look at what we had now, we always, I think we, each time we came back with a point, it is just natural that our goal should be that we should play better and we should come with better points than we had last time when we were there. But that obviously also depends on preparations, and that's what the main fight is about here now at home. We have to sit as a nation. We have to decide what is it actually that we want. We formulate those goals, and then we have to put in the work accordingly, whether it's from the government side, whether it's from the private sector side. But we cannot expect, you know, to basically just go on like we were before. We have to learn from those lessons, and we have to try to do better collectively.
You've kind of half answered my next question, because I read when you signed your contract at the beginning, you did say, I'm going to need resources in this job. I mean, you're going to need friendlies now. You're going to need training camps. Are you going to get that?
I don't know. I really don't know. There was an indication from the sports minister over local TV here, over local news here, that they will. And I think the deputy minister normally is she's an avid soccer fan. She always attend the matches. So, and then she was previously the permanent secretary, the executive director in that ministry. So she knows exactly what it is that the team needs. If she said it, that there's a possibility, I think we're going to take her word, and we're just hoping and seeing what's going to come in the next few weeks.
And then I quickly wanted to ask you, you know, you played in 08 in Ghana, and I remember, I mean, you guys got a quite big, hard introduction at Morocco game, and then you kind of got a little bit stronger. I mean, you had Ghana was a tough one, and then you got a draw with Guinea. What lessons do you remember from that you will tell your boys now for this trip to Ivory Coast?
I think back then we were really open in a sense that tactically we were not schooled, but naive. And naive thinking that you can actually go pound for pound with the big boys. I mean, Morocco, Ghana, all of these guys, perennial soccer houses and in the continent, and their best players playing in the best leagues in the world. Pound for pound, you don't have a chance. So it's basically for us to work on our strategies as a team. It's only through the teamwork, through the compactness and the brotherhood, one fighting for the other, that we can actually overcome that. Pound for pound, yes, we know that we don't really compete with them, but only as a team we can, and that's where we see our chance, and that's what we're looking at.
And if you look at the landscape of African football now, I mean, there's so many changes. I mean, Guinea-Bissau is going to the fourth finals in a row. Equatorial Guinea was in the quarterfinals. Gambia was in the quarterfinals. I mean, is there scope, in your opinion, for Namibia to be a consistent, as you call, like their perennial qualifier? Why not? You know, is what I'm asking.
You know, most of those countries that you mentioned, their players, in West Africa, most of their players, their development doesn't happen here. Their development happens elsewhere or in Europe. So they've got that added advantage that they can come to games with better quality, and through that quality they can qualify and do the work properly. We don't have that. So now for us, it's to basically put in a structure where we can actually produce players, you know, that can actually compete with those guys up there. And structures, I mean, it's like we have to get our house in order where we know that our youth teams, our under 17 teams, we have basically programs where we know that these guys are coming from the under 17, they're playing youth tournaments, going over to the under 20s, playing then in the senior, in club competitions here at home, and try to get them also as early as possible then in the national teams. And that's basically what my goal is, that I have a few youngsters that's really, really good, showing potential. So we have to see through our preparations now till the finals in Ivory Coast that we have to get them at least to 10 plus games in this short period of time, so that we can at least know that they've got 10 senior games behind them, and that they can somehow compete a little. They can compete with some of these big boys, adding their mentality and ambitions then onto that plate.
So someone who spent most of his career in Germany, it must be very frustrating for you there. I mean, the systems could not be more different from what you were used to as a player.
Yeah, you know, everybody asks me that, and only answer that I can give is yes, it is true. I mean, it's not something that I'm going to hide. I do get frustrated. I am frustrated at the moment, you know, frustrated actually to the point like the whole parliament, they're congratulating us. They influential people, politicians, influential people in finance, and everybody's congratulating us. And I'm saying, no, we don't need that. We want you to use your influence to influence the right people to at least have us have a stadium where we can play our matches, so that these players actually have something to dream about, to have their people cheer for them, to have that 12 men, for example, to cheer for them so that they can have a chance of actually competing. Because if you're going to compete on this continental stage, you need to win your home games, for example, and that's not possible. So, yes, I am frustrated. And the only answer that I can give is to say somehow the Namibian blood is thicker than what my mind is telling me.
Last one, sir. I look at your World Cup group and I think, yeah, you've got a chance there. Only Tunisia really is a power and they're not that great. What are you thinking, World Cup-wise?
You know, in all honesty, I saw the same. I had the same thought where I'm like, there is a chance. But as soon as that thought came, I had to bury that thought and say, no, we can't. We can't. We have to get certain structures right. And we have to, with all stakeholders, whether it's the government, the private sector, everybody involved, everybody that says they've got the soccer at heart, the soccer affairs of the country at heart, we should come together and decide, is it something that we want to do? Because there is no way you're going to qualify for the World Cup playing 10 matches away. It's not possible. So now we have to make a decision. And that's why I'm saying these influential people that is congratulating us and just doing lip service, they should talk to the right people. Because they do meet these people every day. We don't. I don't see the politicians or the big business people or leaders of SOEs every day for them to tell them, hey, listen, what do you think of putting a few bucks together and fixing that stadium? So yes, that thought came, but I buried it as soon as it came, and saying that no, this should be a collective decision. It's not a decision that I should take. It's a decision that we should take, and then we help hold each other accountable for that.
Banyana Banyana will play Tanzania in the next stage of qualifying for the Olympic Games in Paris after defeating Democratic Republic of Congo 3-1 on aggregate in the previous round. But it was certainly not plain sailing for Coach Ellis and her team.
Well, in the first game, we had one training session together and we had to put a new backline together. And I thought, we didn't start well, but we ended off the game really well. We knew at home that we needed to take charge of the game, but Andile made such a great save right at the beginning that kept us in, and they had one or two half chances, but so did we. You know, we could have gone into the game at halftime with a lead, but we just kept saying, you know, keep the intensity up, keep the width up, the gaps will come in between. Let's move the ball around quicker. And that's what we did in the second half, and making the substitute of Colossa as well, pushing Linda a little bit further up, gave us that little more impetus going forward. And then we got the goals, and, you know, keeping the ball and making sure that we didn't concede was really key. I said, if we don't concede, we're going to create chances, which we did. But we still have that age-old problem of not finishing teams off when we have them, when we have those opportunities. And that is one thing that we still really, really need to work on. But very proud of the team. As I said, we have a new back line, a very young back line. There's so many players that were not available, but they stood up, and I think over these two games they've really matured and grown, and that really augurs well for the future, because we're not just looking at now, we're also looking at further. So we have to make sure that, you know, we also make sure that we refresh, make sure that we give players an opportunity, and that's what happened today. I thought the back line was solid up front. We could have done a little bit more. We knew that they in transition, they had the very quick physical players, and I thought on the flanks we handled that really well, and hardly gave them a chance in the second half, and that was important for us. Look, I would say yes and no, because a lot of the personnel changed, with a lot of players not being available through to injury, exams, and we all know with Norco having residential permit issues, we then needed to put practically a new team together, you know. But yes, players being part of the camp, because training happens, you know, and that's how players grow. But it really did help, because in the second game against the US, we also changed the team a lot to give other players an opportunity, you know, with also Sinotolo not being available due to her getting a degree later in the year, not having to miss schoolwork. So that really helped us. But there's no bigger teacher than playing the game. And I think over the first leg, we tried to manage to get them to play together. But as the training sessions went on, we work a lot in training on their long balls, especially to the striker and to the winger, because we knew they were going to do that in the first game, but we could have handled, especially the goal they scored better. So we worked a lot on that during training, also a lot on us being better when we win the ball. And in the first half, we struggled a bit, but in the second half, we opened them up really well. But we're always speaking about making the core group bigger. Luna Temba has been part of our squad for a very long time, but hasn't played except for Kosafa. Wendy played at the World Cup as a left winger, but we've seen her play at Tux as a left back. And obviously we needed her physicality and her speed against DR Congo. And that's why we played her at the back. Fekile has been in and out of the squad. Karabo's played in a different position, but we know of her playing at Sundowns in the back three. We also know of her playing at the university, either as a DM or as a centre back. And that's why we went with that group to play. But it augurs well, because now a little bit more pressure is put on the rest of the team, and competition is good because competition makes the team even better. We also have within our camp that the younger players will sit with the more senior players and sort of have discussions, etc. We decided to watch the Springboks. We were sitting in the meeting room with a big screen, and we decided to watch the Springboks, even standing up and singing the national anthem. And I think Kaylin came to me afterwards and she said, "Coach, this was really good, we're ready." You know, so we decided to sit and watch the game and support the Springboks. And I think that's a little bit where my voice has gone to as well, because that last couple of minutes, we were not watching anymore, we were walking around. But the inspiration that they bring, I mean, they put their bodies on the line. They surely know who they were playing for the people back home. And we do the same. We know the people back home is really important for us. The people back home really support us. And we were really happy that the fans came out in their numbers to support us. Because when the team needed a little bit of a lift, they started singing and they started supporting the team. So that's really, really important.
Leah Masango heads the technical study group at Kosafa Tournaments and is seeking to take the next step in her career by becoming a CAF coach instructor. She has recently been to Morocco to earn her qualifications.
I am Leah Sweetness Masango, Kosafa technical study group leader and technical consultant. I am currently in Rabat, Morocco, attending a CAF instructor's course. The course started from the 18th and will end on the 25th of October, 2023. I am here representing South Africa and Hortensia Mama Hasina from Madagascar, with also Cheki, Haubi Nelu from Botswana and Kasawana, Yurikon Jera from Namibia, Beauty Mwamba from Zambia, and Sitetelele Panda from Zimbabwe. All of us we are here representing our countries in the Kosafa region. And we were identified during Kosafa Women's Instructors Course, which was held at Sentin in March 2020. And the elite instructors that are out of our zone, which is the Kosafa zone, are Jacqueline Shibanga from Namibia and Shelene Poisson, who will come in and deliver a presentation on match analysis. And there's also Wilson Mukdekede, who is also busy on the other side with the men's course, which is an elite instructors course, who comes from Zimbabwe. Now, some of the topics that will be covered in this course, which we have already covered, which is the CAF coaching convention and the women's football division. In there, they'll be telling us about how the women's football division has been running within CAF and what are the new improvements that they want to bring in and the plan as a plan going forward. And the other topics are the profile and the role of an instructor, and instructor's principles and teaching method and methods of training, GAG, which stands for Global Analytic Global, and then also mental training, just to name a few of the topics. And for me, leading the TSG at Kosafa has had a positive impact on me as an instructor and as a coach, as it has grown me in different ways. As I speak, I have currently improved a lot of skills. First of all, running the technical study group and managing the group members, which is what it entails. And at the same time, focusing on TSG daily duties during tournaments, and at the end of the tournament, ensuring that there is a report which is usually completed within a month to 2 months, because these reports, they require a lot of attention, as you are required to collect a lot of data and also make sure that everything is relevant and it talks to the tournament and it can improve the play players, the coaches, and the MAs and the COSAFA region at large. I really appreciate the opportunity that was granted by my MA, the South African Football Association, and COSAFA and CAF, and all the mentors, and to all the mentors, family members that have supported me on this journey. I'd like to say thank you.
That's it for another episode of the Cassava Show. We'll be back in a fortnight ahead of the start of the African World Cup qualifiers.
Don't forget, you can listen to more of our podcasts on our YouTube channel, Spotify, and iTunes. You can also get the latest news via our website at www.cassava.com and on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.